Here, yep, cruise 102.1. Got a little technical difficulty there. Sorry about that. You're listening to Cruise 102.1, your hometown hoops. We're at Cass City High School, where we're getting ready to bring you the first round action between the Ugly Bearcats and the host Cass City Redhawks. It's going to be a great game. If you're on your way, you got about 9 minutes before the game's going to actually tip off here. There's a lot of fans still pouring in. I mean, this looks great compared to what was here the other night when we did the girls game. But it's great to see everybody getting out. It's an exciting time. The sun was out today. Everybody's ready to go. Ugly's been waiting for districts to get started for a long time since they've been out of contention, and that's all they've been doing is getting primed and ready to go here, Coach.
I see a lot of Bearcat fans in the Cass City. I call it students.
No, those are Cass City. Those are Cass City basketball shirts. They got the black shirts on with the orange basketball. Yeah, they look so good. They're Cass City students. So. But coming into tonight's game should be interesting. What's your thoughts? What do you think Ugly's going to have to do here to win this ballgame, Coach?
You know what? Their big inside game is what's going to have to work for them. I know they do have a couple of shooters. I really think Mr. Booms is the key for tonight. He, to me, looks like somebody that needs to really pick up his game, and I don't know if he's kind of got more into the flow than when he has in the past, but last year, he did a great job. He's steady, he gets rebounds, he plays great defense. I think he's a difference maker. I think that big inside game is what they got to rely on. Cassidy, they have big guys too, but I think their defensive game is a little bit tighter, and I think you're going to see some pressing going on.
I think the keys to the game for Ugly is they need to continue to work with the teamwork mentality that they've been riding all year long. They also need to ride the workhorse that's got them this far. I think that's Marshall Weiprink. They found that Marshall Weiprink can get around. He's got his footwork down. He knows what he needs to do with the ball now. They need to ride him. And until some team can stop him, they need to keep feeding him because he's got an inside-outside game that's crazy.
Yeah.
The other thing is Ugly needs to do is, like you said, keep it up intense pressure on the boards, allow only one shot in defense. They are known for their tenacious defense, and they need to keep that tonight. They cannot let Cassidy have a chance. They need to come out, set the tone from the beginning, and make Cassidy chase them.
Yeah, I really think that if Ugly can own the board, Cassidy's really going to have a tough time.
And on the Cassidy side, they're going to have to weather the storm. And by that, I mean, mentally they've got to be tough. They know that they're a little bit undersized. They can hang in there. They're tough. They come in with some big guys in their right own right with Dunick and Erla and Erla Ketter gets in there. And this full Israel son, he did pretty good the other night when we saw him. So he can get in there. He's not intimidated. But Cassidy needs to weather the storm, be mentally tough. Do not let Ugly get into their running up tempo game. They need to keep Ugly off balance, maybe switching up defenses, pressing here, not pressing there. They need to really change things around and make the Ugly guards have to read a little bit more than coming out in a set defense every time up and down the court. The biggest thing is, though, is they got to box out every shot. They cannot take any time off on defense tonight because Ugly will clean you up and clean up those boards if they don't keep them out of there. And they got to have good ball handling. They can't have the weak passes that we saw against Lakers here when we were here before, and then Lakers then turned it into easy transition basketball. And that's what I think the keys are.
When you look at the two teams, obviously one team is on a roll, the other team has had some bumpy roads here. I think in the first quarter, if you see one team jump out front, I think it's going to be hard for the other one to get their legs back and get back in the game. So really important in the first part of this game to get it going.
And I agree with you as far as the key players go. I really think Eric Booms, he's got to keep shooting and he's got to be strong with the ball. One other key player for Ugly, I think, is Josh White. His defensive pressure needs to keep up, but he needs to keep bringing that help side defense that he's been doing and keep the Cassidy Bigs off the boards and out of the game. If he can be in Cheddar and Duncan's face tonight, I think that'll shut them down right away because we've seen what happens when they get pressured right away. They get frustrated and they make some lousy fouls every once in a while.
I'll tell you, when you compare the post players for both teams, Ugly, I really think, has the edge. Dunick and Erla are big. Israelson is a thin guy. He's young. He's not, really built strong. I think he's going to get pushed around a lot. So I think that edge definitely has to go with Ugly.
And other than that, I think for Cassidy, it's like you said, their guards play coach. If they can step up and put some pressure on the Ugly guards, maybe get a few quick steals. That'll build up their confidence. If they can get a steal and make a quick basket in transition, I think we'll see a really fired up Kansas City game. If they come out and they make some errors right away, they get down on themselves, I think it's going to be all done for them. But they need to stay mentally tough tonight and realize that this is a 32-minute game, and they probably should play it, if I was Coach Green, in four-minute segments. Hey, first 4 minutes, we're, you know, 1 point up, or we're down, or wherever they may be, and play it that way versus trying to go the first half versus the second half. But that's a long time when you're playing an up-tempo team like Ugly.
You know, and Coach Holt said it at the beginning. It's a crapshoot when you come in here. He said, you know, if we play on our home court, he said, there's no doubt. But when you come here, and I can remember years back, over the years, Cover Beach teams coming in here, you know, teams from other areas coming in here, it's a tough place to win.
And for the Greater Thumb East teams this year, it's been a battle of the home court. The home court team has won every time, with the exception of last week's game with the Sandusky-Harbor Beach game. Of course, Harbor Beach had it until the last second, but they were also 0 for 6 down the stretch. But we'll talk about them in a little bit. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and what's happening around the league. And we'll hear from Brewhouse Auto Sales, Nyran Rehab, Brewski Insurance, and then we'll be back right after this.
When you need good, reliable transportation you can count on at an affordable price, think Buchholz Auto Sales of Bannack. They're your source for nice, dependable vehicles priced under $4,500. It's an ideal place to find an affordable car for you or your teenager, a second family car, or a way-to-work car. Inventory changes daily, but they usually have some 2002 to 2005 models on hand. Buchholz Auto Sales at 945 South Van Dyke, right next to WLEW, is open 9:30 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9:30 to noon Saturday. Buchholz Auto Sales was paying cash for clunkers, dead or alive, long before the government ever thought of it, and Buchholz will even haul it away.
Orion dribbles it down the court, passes to Shelby at the top of the key. Shelby cuts down the lane and, ooh, blatantly fouled by Smith. Shelby will get two free throws. It doesn't look like Shelby's getting up. He may be out for the remainder of the game.
When you have any sports injury, major or minor, talk to your doctor. Then take your assessment and treatment order to Nyran Rehabilitation of Bad Axe. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray knows all sports. She has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 6 years. Stacy Cray is trained in sports-specific injuries. Knowing past and future physical demands on the injured area helps her design the most effective treatment program to get you back in the game fast. When sports injury rehabilitation is prescribed, get the best care from the people who care and who know sports injuries. Nyran Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53. Need a special appointment time? Nyran Rehabilitation can schedule treatments outside of regular business days, and they're already expanded hours.
And we're back here at Cass City High School. Got our starting lineups for us here. Go ahead, Mary Lee, with the starting lineups for the Ugly Bearcats and the Cass City Redhawks.
For the Bearcats, number 10, Brandon Glaza, senior. Number 12, Brett Cleary, a junior. Number 32, Larry Coombs, a senior. Number 34, Marshall Lifrand, a junior. Number 52, Josh White, a junior. For the Cass City Redhawks, number 2, Cody Orban, sophomore. Number 3, Alex Carney, senior. Number 21, Cameron Dunnick, senior. Number 22, Justin Ketter, a senior. And number 45, Cole Israelson, sophomore.
So they're starting the sophomore tonight. That's a change from what we've been seeing here, so that'll be interesting to see. But I'm going to go ahead, and I'm taking the Ugly Bearcats to win this game. And I think on your sheet there, I forget what I picked for a score, but I took Ugly 73, Kansas City 58.
I'm going with 63-47.
And we're going to be back right after this break.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept. For
award information, visit jdpower.com.
This is Dave Peruski from Peruski Insurance Agency at 104 Scott Street in Bad Axe. Let's go over all your insurance needs. Give us a call at Peruski Insurance in Bad Axe, 989-269-9555.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll